I'm going to pray in a moment, but the body of Christ is so disrespectful. And they're going to have to change. Because we cannot, as ministers of the gospel, as the Lord have shown us greater dimension of who he is, and then you send a text out and most members don't pay attention to it. They're going to have to change. You're going to have to pray for them, because then they come and they got a problem and they want Jesus to fix it for them. And so I want to say that in front of you all so you all can make sure when an apostle sends you a message, he got a special message. My God, do you know him, you know? And so we're going to cover some territories tonight. Lift your hand. We'll talk about the baptism in a little while. Father, we thank you so much that you permitted us to have enough understanding about you, and you made us, and you the one sustained us. It's not our job or nothing else. It's not nothing we can do to breathe, but as you have done it for us. I thank you for these who are aiming for maturity that are here. May they live long and strong, and may they see the things they need to see in your word and in the realm of the spirit. We thank you for our visitors who come for the baptism. May their life be blessed tonight. We just praise you and honor you in Jesus' name. We're going to get right in the word. Amen. Get right in the word. We got a baptism tonight. I think we got about 8 people to baptize. Thank God for them. We'll talk. What? Somebody say something to me? All right. In a few moments. You got your Bibles ready? John Gospel, chapter 14. John's Gospel, chapter 14. You see the big writing out on our board, who is Jesus? I want to emphasize 2 things here. When it says, who is Jesus? Once I recognize who Jesus is, really, I will know who I am. Very important. Now, in this situation in John chapter 14, it's just a glimpse of men who had walked with Jesus, talked with Jesus, seen miracles, signs, and wonders, but they still didn't know him. Could it be possible that a person be in church a long time and really don't know the full reality of who Jesus is, therefore do not know who they are? And it's questionable in the body of Christ, the way the body of Christ slings Jesus around on their own appointment. And so tonight, first of all, I want to show you in John 14 3 questions that these disciples who was with him, they had questions. They really didn't understand who he was. And I want for us definitely to know who is Jesus. They questioned him, you know, the denomination and different religion. So let's begin with these questions that these disciples had that I think will help us to see clearly. I will not emphasize the question real strong at first, but I will get to them. Notice in verse 5, well, verse 1 through 4 build this question up. Jesus said in verse 4, he's talking about going to the Father, whether I go, you know. And the way you know, you see that? Now, don't take that, don't narrow that down just to this conversation. It's a whole lot, it's wider open than that, that you need to know that he is the way to everything. He's the way out, he's the way in, he's the way up, he's the way. And you're supposed to know how to tap into that. All right? So no matter what come in your life, you should know the way. The way to handle it, the way to whatever need to be done. Are you following me? And so here in the fifth verse, Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Now you need to know the way. And we're not just talking about just the way to heaven. And we'll come back, or maybe I address it now. No, I'll come back. Go to verse 8. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it'll be sufficient to us. That's a person been around Jesus and didn't know who he was. I think a large percentage of the church is there. Because we deal with too many things too long and don't get the victory. Notice also in the 22nd verse, Judah said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself to us and not unto the world? We need to know that. You see, that's one man want to see the Father. The other one say, I need to know the way. And this verse is talking about manifestation. Most Christians don't know how to really get a manifestation from God. Because to do that, you're going to have to know Jesus beyond just a religious ideal. Who is Jesus? Who am I? All right? Now, let's go back to those questions for a moment. Let's go back to those questions. Let's go back to him saying in verse 5, Thomas said to him, Lord, unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, now notice those three absolute. You can put that down. These are three absolute. And there are no variation. There are no change in this. Nobody else coming. He's already here. And so these three things, if you have a revelation of what he really saying here, every time you're dealing with something or somebody, if you can bring in these three absolute, see, he's the way to everything good. And he's the truth about every situation. You got it? I said, no matter how you being slammed, he's the truth. And he's obligated to reveal the truth to you. He put himself in that position. But these three here now, he answered him three ways. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? How can we know the way? I like that. How can we know the way? I'm dealing with something. Am I a regular person? Am I shut down by man ability, or do I have something extra because I'm a Christian? Am I just like everybody else? I need to know the way somewhere here. I'm dealing with something. You see it? You see it? See, because not don't let everything be talking about heaven. We're not there yet. What about now? What about what I'm dealing with now? I need to know the way out of this. I need to know the way to this. That way, God, you listening? That way is not restricted to this conversation. You didn't get it. When he said, I'm the way, everything that is fruitful to you, productive in your life, to handle whatever you need handled, is in that way. Let me say it another way. You are born to get a supernatural answer. When the drugstore and the lawyer and the mayor and the president don't know what they're doing, you still need to know the way. You are a person that is impossible to shut out. And so we have to start questioning the scriptures so they can come alive, not just a cliche, not just a memorization, but a reality and a revelation that wherever I need to go, the way will show me. Even now, sitting here tonight, there are things you're dealing with, but he's telling you, I'm the way to the deliverance and the victory, whatever you're dealing with. Now, in look at this question, who is Jesus? Hear this voice. Thomas, I'm going to read it again. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou art going. Well, we got to know. We got to know. We can't be guessing. We got to know that Jesus is the way. We can't be messing with a problem and say, I don't know what to do. How many of y'all see me? You have to know what you're dealing with right now. You have to know there's a way waiting on you. You have to know. Jesus will cut down the trees for you, baby. Jesus will make a way out of no way. But you have to know that. So in your prayer time, you say, Lord, I need to know the way here. You say, you the way? See, he's not the way just to one place. He's the way to everything that you need. How am I going to make it? That's a question for a Christian to say. Who going to help me? That's a question for a Christian to say. That's an insult to Jesus. And so here this boy, he had been walking with him. He said, Lord, how do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You see that? Now, let's have some fun with this. I'm going to show you something. Turn to Acts chapter 17, verse 28. Acts 17, verse 28. Look at it. I'm going to show you a divine matchup. It says, for in him we live and move and have our being. How many see that? You see that? And then it says that certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. All right, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. In him we live, move, and have our being. When I was reading that, and I wrote a footnote for you, when Jesus said, I am the way, he's the way I move. Are you listening to me? See, because I'm a child of God, I move different than a natural person. I move different than politics. I move different than anything that is trying to sling on me in this world. I got a special move I can make. You know, this is a special move here. This is what? This is a move that only you have because you're a child of God. Everybody can't call on him. Everybody can't say, I'm your child. I need some help. I don't know what to do.
See?
See? So when Jesus said, I'm the way, it pointed out that I move in him. And when I move in him, I always know where I'm going. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and life, didn't he? All right, now, another thing I want you to see. He says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, right? In him I live, I move, and I have my being, right? Come on, stay with me. Being, my being. Now, what do you mean by being, truth? My being is in the truth. When Jesus said, John 8:32, you know what he said? Look at it. You know what he said? You should know the truth. What did it do to you? All right. Listen to me. My being is in the truth, which is Jesus. That revelation will set me free in every situation. Amen. There's a truth for every desire you have. There's a truth for every dream you have. And there's a truth for every jam you in. Amen. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Those two verses now. I want you to have those two verses, John 14 and 6, and what is Acts 17? 17:28. Okay. And then he says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Well, life means live. In him was life, John 1 said, and the life was the light of men. So in him I live and move and have my being. Now see that. You got to see that. Who is Jesus? He's my way. He's my truth. He's my life. I move in him. My being is in him. My way is in him. I'm never jammed. I'm never tied up. I always got a way out. Now that's Christian living. That's real living there. That's real trust in him. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's not being a church member. That's really living the life in him. I live, I move, and I have my being. Look at the sixth verse again in John 14. Jesus giving it, Jesus unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now, that is not just salvation or the new birth experience when you first got saved. You can keep on going to the Father through him. All right, now notice he said in the seventh verse, if you had known me, what? He'd been with him, he had a disciple. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. Now, Philip's question is, there's another person who's been around Jesus, been hanging around the church. Philip said unto him, you with me? Verse 8, Lord, show us the Father, and we'll be satisfied. It's sufficient. Jesus said to him, have I been so long time with you? Have I been so long time with you? And you're going to cry about this little problem you got? How much do you trust me? Get rid of that religious spirit. You're supposed to live by revelation. Jesus said, have I been so long time with you? I've been in church 25 years. I've been in church. Have I been so long time with you? And you have not known me, Philip? He that have seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? You're looking at the Father. I got one for you in a few minutes. I want to drill it because I want you not to have a waste moment tonight. Your life's supposed to change tonight. Something I've been hopping. I drove 200 miles to get here to be here tonight. I was training some ministers, and I want to get here tonight. Been all the week with my sons training them in certain areas of ministry. And then let's go, before I start to get that thing I want to give to you, let's go to this third question in verse 22. I'm just going to say it this way. You take it like you want. You just not getting enough manifestation from me. If you're a member of this church, you're supposed to be getting a whole lot of manifestation. Are you listening to me? And you're just not getting enough. And I'm not satisfied, because I love you. I want you to know there's more to it than we've been told. I mean, you're supposed to be getting manifestation every time you need it. And manifestation is not just stuff. It's the good life in your home. And so here, Judah said to him, not his care, Lord, how is it that I will manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? I just told you, boy. And when you told how to get manifestation and not get them, what that mean? Wait a minute, I'm going to ask the question again. When you're told how to get manifestation and you don't get them, what that mean? You can't put it on Jesus. Especially if you're hanging around somebody who getting it. Who not qualified. Who not dignified. Who not academically strutting. But they're getting results. What's your excuse? This ministry has no excuse for not getting manifestation. Yeah, talking to you. And see, this guy had been around Jesus. Because he wasn't listening. That's another reason you don't get it. Look, he wasn't listening. He told him what to do. Lord, how are we going to know how to? I just told you, stupid. Let's see if he did. Let's see if you did. Go back to verse 21. Same man, we're talking to the same man, you know. He that has my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself unto him. The master of all manifestation. Once Jesus show up, every manifestation got to show. See, Jesus is a manifestation magnet. All manifestation must bow at the name of Jesus, at the request of Jesus. So once you get Jesus to manifest in your life, all other anything you read in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, got to yield to that manifest. But if you don't know who he is, if you don't know, we sing How Great Thou Art, if you really don't know the amazing grace wrapped in Jesus, it's not exciting. You know, it's not exciting. That's why I had talked to you a little bit about it. I don't like to talk to people who show up, about people who didn't show up, but I just want to share. These people are not real. They ain't hungry for Jesus. I didn't have the text today that I got a special message I want you here, but I did it for you, not for them, because they're disrespectful. And I'm not driving 100 miles an hour when they call me either. But we got to stop this mess in the church, people disrespecting the men of God and the women of God, and not knowing how important this is. Yes, sir. Are you following it? Yes, sir. I want you to hear it so the next time I text you, you won't be in one of them. Man, the apostle sacked them out. I am going. Notice with me. I have to hurry. I have to hurry. Notice with me. So verse 21, he told him how to do it. Verse 22, he's blind as a bat. And verse 23, he tried to open his eyes some more. Look at it. Jesus answered to him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. So he told him on both sides, it's loving and keeping the commandment, whether you will, keeping my word. You see it? I said, do you see it?
Yes, sir.
All right, now. You must know the difference between imitating and intimacy. You must know the difference between imitating. There's a lot of imitating in the church. Intimacy carries a greater dimension. Who Jesus is, you see. You have to come to the point that you create intimacy with Jesus. He's closer to you than anybody else. He will not, Jesus will not let you set the appointment. And he will not, remember I said many months ago, he will not be on your list. Jesus is not on a list. You put some other people on a list, you know, but you can't put him on a list. He is first place or no place at all. All right, so know the difference. There's a lot of imitating Christian spiritual imitating going on. But intimacy is a different thing because it's a person who is in love with Jesus. Love with his work. Love, just love everything about him. And then there's the imitators. And the imitators, you know, they don't have that intimacy. Anytime you as a son or daughter of God is dealing with something, always remember that Jesus said he is the way. That Jesus said he is the truth. And that Jesus said he is the life. And now don't see that sporadically. Don't see that after a while. Don't see that in the eternal bliss of heaven. See it at your house. See it in your marriage. See it in your situation that he is now, today, the way, the truth, and the life to anything this book promises. He is. All right, now. When you really have the intimacy with Jesus, it will establish four insights, get ready for them, that will stabilize your life forever in maturity. What I say, oh my God, what is he saying here? It will establish four insights. How many insights I said?
Four
insights that will stabilize your life forever in maturity. The first insight is origin. Origin. John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You did that, didn't you? Huh? John 1:12. But as many as receive him, to them give he the power to become the Son of God. Origin, your birth, you're birthed into the family of God. You have the same spirit that God has. It's not a religious spirit. It's a spirit of revelation. It's a spirit of reality that you have. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Origin. All right, now, I said if you know who Jesus is, I'll know who I am. Okay? The next word is meaning. You have to know your origin to know your meaning. You have to know I'm born of the Spirit of God. I'm in the family of God. I have supernatural abilities on the inside of me because he lives in me. Notice John 14:20, I think, or 14:19, so we can get a little further, a little faster. 14 and 19. Remember those first two scriptures we was paired up? John 14:6 and Acts 17:28. Here's another one in the 19 verse. You there? And yet a little while, and the world sees me no more. But you see me. Then he said, because I live, ye shall live also. Whole lot of living going on, isn't it? John 14:6, and then the Acts, and then this verse here. Because I live, ye shall live also. So, but you got to know your origin. You can't have a religious origin. You have to know. Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. See? And we got that down pat. But where we left it at? You follow what I'm saying? You God wants you to move in greater dimension in him. Oh my goodness. That's why this church, I'm digging. I'm chopping trees down. Because I want you to know there's a whole lot more. You understand? Many of y'all already know that. There's a whole lot more. There's a whole lot more to life than we're doing. Meaning, such scriptures as, and it's good, it's baptism, people getting baptized. 2 Corinthians 5:17. And Romans 5:17. Therefore, any man be in Christ, a new creature. What old things pass away, all things. Man, listen. You got the ability to make things new every day. Walking in the Spirit, walking by faith. Stop letting commercials of this world flag you down. You God commercial. Stop letting them run your life. I'll give you one. They said, you know, I'm working on it now. They said, youth. How old are you, young lady? How? 13? Yeah, they said the youth, the generational gap. And the children of this world, they're gone. It's just general. It's not them children's fault. We quit parenting. We let the iPhone and the iPad babysit our children. They don't have no instruction. They're out there in a tougher world with Satan loose, more loose, and we got instrument babysitting them. With no instruction. I'm going to deal with that though. You know, I'm going to deal with that. Ain't no generation gap. It's the parent have snapped. And we just about face it. And I'm going to bring it to the parent of this church. Everyone got a young girl at 8. I'm going to call a meeting, a youth meeting. I want the parent to come with them. And that is not nothing for those children to throw in their parent faith. They got to respect their parent. But by the same token, these children are crying out for help. Yes. You're talking about the young generation. No. No, these kids, they're not no bad children. They just need some instruction. Discipline. Direction. Love. When the last time you hugged your daughter and walked down the street with her? When the last time you brought your son in and held him in your arm and tell him he's going to make it? I've talked to people that never been hugged. Nobody never hugged me, Pastor. I've never been hugged before. We quit hugging. That's another lesson, but I just pitched it in tonight. Since we're talking about the way, the truth, and the life. See, I'm almost through. Let me see if I get back where I was. Origin, meaning. Look at Romans 5:17. It talks about abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. My God. For by one man offense, death reign, by one much more they was received. Abundant of grace. Say abundant of grace. Abundant. Say abundant of grace.
Abundant of grace.
And of the gift of righteousness. What it says? Now look up here at me. Look up here at me. Are you reigning? You see? See? Now, if you bring that question up to me, I'll tell you, yeah, I'm reigning. But I've fallen in love with Jesus more than anything else in the world 44 years ago and never backed off. And so we need to get closer to understand the revelation because it's not a memorization. It's real. There's life. When Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, that's in his words. Not just John 4:16. As in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, it's in there for us to have, to live above the standard of this world. Who is Jesus? Who am I? Am I a normal person? No. Can you stop me? No. I'm talking to you. Can you hold me down? No. Everything that messed with me is a temporary delay. Say it. Because there's nothing strong enough to stop you. Because you, who Jesus is and who I am is a combination. As he is in this world, so am I. We shouldn't be living a different life than Jesus. When we read in the gospel, when Jesus came up on something that wasn't working, he made it work. That same ability in you. Not only because I live, you should live also. It's vice versa. Because you live, Jesus lived in the realm. He has no other transportation. Jesus don't travel in elephants. You the carrier, huh? Of Jesus. You should have the joy of life. You should have joy Monday and Thursday. It doesn't make them what different day it is. I don't need no holiday to have joy. Every day is a holiday. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Stir up the gift that's in you. And then origin, meaning, or the next one, heavy, heavy hang over our head, morality. Every Christian should live in moral soul, holy soul, sanctified soul, if you're going to be like him. See? Morality, moral, clean living, holy, sanctified, set apart, I dare not. Now, Satan don't have nothing on me. Amen. He can't stop my prayer. He can't stop my praise. He can't hold my answer. We said, well, how am I going to do that? John 15:3. Yeah, you're clean through the word. That's why I'm giving you tonight. There's a flushing going on in you now. The word clean. The word will keep you clean. Who is Jesus? If I don't know who he is, the disciples that been with him, they don't know who he was. The boy even got messed up. He was his right-hand man. He's a forerunner. Things got a little tight. He said, go ask him, is he the one or do we look for another? Jesus never answered the question. He said, tell him the dead being raised. The blind see if he'll bleed in. You have things try to shake you up in this system. Don't let it shake you up. Stand your ground. Praise your God. Worship your God. The best is yet to come. Say it. You know why I have you saying that? It's supposed to get worse and better at the same time. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, don't you get on the worse side and start complaining and crying with everybody else. It's supposed to get worse, but not for you, because you connected. You have a relationship and a fellowship with Almighty God. So you shouldn't act like a normal person or accept the trash and the mess going on now. Praise your God. Are you hearing me? Anybody who know the way, the truth and the life, should be happy all the time. No matter what crisis come, my brothers and sisters, you're going to know the way. No matter what plug is pulled out this system, you're going to know the truth. Amen. And you got resurrection life in you. That's not just when you die. Sometimes this world going to think it got you. But on the third day, you're going to get up. You know, Satan, you might have 3 days, but you're not going to get four. That expectation must live in you. So everything you're dealing with now got 3 days. 3 days. If you got the revelation, my God. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm glad I came to church tonight. Immorality, voices, Galatians 2:20. And Philippians 3:10, you just read them. One talking about the resurrection, one talking about the crucifixion. And those two manifestations can't be messed with. Jesus on the cross and Jesus getting up out the grave. Let me take you further. Because it's very seldom go here, I'm going now. The power of the crucifixion, the power of the resurrection. All right, let's go back further. The power of Jesus' life. The power of his crucifixion, the power of his resurrection, and here's what it shows you to stop, but it's another, some more power, the power of the ascension. The next power, the power of the seat of authority. He seated, and he said, you seated with me in heavenly places. Huh? Yes, then the power, he sent the Holy Spirit, right? Huh? Yes, now there's another power, one more power that the church should be in joy about. He coming back. Amen. The rapture. Some going to be asleep, but some going to be alive. Nobody know. See, we don't talk about the rapture, and I think it make people live a little holier. Because he told you, I'm going to sneak you. That what the word said? I'm going to sneak you. I'm not going to blow no horn. Gabe ain't blowing no horn this time. I'm just going to come in. Bam! There he is. Are you right? Where you at? Where you going to catch you at? What you going to be doing when he come? I know what I'm going to be doing. Minding his business. He coming. These people think, I look at them all the time. They're commercials and they got all these smart people and they got all these ideas and they, you know, they're saying all that stuff. He coming. They don't own this world. This is his world. He coming back to get it. Five was wise. Then the 25th chapter of Matthew. Five was foolish. Five had all in their lamp. And the Lord came. The other five was trying to borrow from all and trying to go somewhere. Too late. He picked the other one up and left. Eight powers that must be known and constantly released in your life by the Holy Spirit. His birth, his life, his crucifixion, his resurrection, his kingdom instruction found in Acts chapter 1, all throughout the Bible. The power of his ascension, set it at the right hand of power, and no matter what they do, he's coming back. Here's, let me give you, we're going to go to the baptism in a few minutes. Let me give you a few seals to put on your life. You must know that your life in Christ is a sealed deal. Whatever he promised, he'll take care of it. Stumbling and falling and failing is not your reality. Victory is yours. Say amen.
Amen.
If you really want to be sealed, you must move on to a deeper fellowship by revelation and reverence. Keep the glory stirred up in your life. It's there. Keep it stirred up. God's presence. Keep it stirred up in your life. I was riding a golf car. I don't play no golf. I just ride the car. But I got the praise in him, and it got loud. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I passed by him. He ain't saying what I think he's saying. Glory to God. And things got foggy because the Lord's presence came. Say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Act like you don't have a problem. Praise his name.
Praise
the Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory.
Glory, glory, glory.
You see what's happening to you?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless his holy name.
Bless his holy name.
You see that? You can do that by yourself. See? Glory.
Glory.
I get off into another world. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love you.
Can you say it with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, all my might, all my strength?
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Get free tonight. Let it go. I've preached enough. You heard enough. Glory to God. I got louder and louder, man. I made one lap, got louder again. Bless his name. Then I dealt with those five benefits in Psalm 103. He forgive all my iniquity. Heal all my diseases. Deliver my life from destruction. Crown my head with loving kindness and tender mercy. He satisfied my mouth with good things. So that. You know what the rest say? So that. You know what the rest say? That he may renew my youth like the eagle. I'm not getting old. I'm getting younger. That's what the word says. Hallelujah. Can't you see? Can't you see? I don't know about you, but I feel it present now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to his name.
Glory to his name.
For the Lord is good.
And his mercy,
endures forever.
Not
just because you're not in the sanctuary here with us, you're watching, aren't you? You're watching. He's there where you are. Stand up and praise him. Glory to God.
Glory.
Come on, Junior, I'm through. Come on. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Woo, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. One of the greatest ways to solve a problem. The greatest way to get out of trap. The greatest way to get out of dilemma. It's not always pray. Sometimes you just start calling by his name.
Hallelujah.
The peace come on you. His presence come on you. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Praise his name. You see what happened? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. When I think about his goodness and all he's done for me, I just want to praise him.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he's been good to everybody in here. You know he's been good to you. You know you need to praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I dare you say you don't have nothing to be thankful for. Just because you're going through a few things, you think you ain't got nothing to be thankful for?
Glory to God.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God for Jesus.
Thank God for Jesus' blood.
Hallelujah.
I get to praise him. I get stirred up. I get to praise. Oh, my God. I think about how good God. I think about where I could be tonight, but I'm here in his house, and God loved me, and I love God. Oh, my goodness. I can't fail. I can't lose.
Glory.
I know who I am. I know who I am. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of Jesus. I'm not gonna hold back to please somebody else. Don't tell me be quiet. I can't be quiet. Jesus, the best thing that ever happened to me. Nobody gonna rejoice. Nobody gonna rejoice in football more than I rejoice in Jesus. Thank God for this church. I'm not talking about me. Thank God for this church. If we can meet together and praise our God. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah! Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think I'll pray them a little more. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Pray them. Thank you, Jesus. I receive. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Say it. Thank you, Jesus. Say it. Say it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. No, I don't hear y'all. I don't hear y'all saying thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Say thank you, Jesus. It don't have to be on Sunday. It don't have to be on Sunday to praise the Lord. It ain't got to be on Sunday. I ain't got to wait till on Sunday to pray. What? I can pray them right now. Thank you, Jesus. My son's gonna come, but I'm gonna tell you something right now. Spirit of God is in my heart to tell it to you. And you might have never heard this before. But I heard him tell me to tell you this. You are special in God's eye. Always remember that. He's not looking at your weakness. He's looking where he can pick you up at. You're special. Every one of you, you're special. Mistakes and all. You're special in the eyesight of God. He's just waiting on you to say, Lord, I know it. And he'll do more than you ever thought with you, through you, and for you. Special. That's it. That's it. I know. Say, I know who I am. Say it three times. Yep. Yep. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Church, catch on. Hallelujah.